Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
There! That does it. The new shelf is all finished. Now, it looks pretty good, if I do say so myself. Now, to put it up there on the wall where the old shelf used to be. A couple of nails ought to hold it. And on second thought, maybe I'd better use some bolts. Plan six. If it isn't Miss Morrison from over at the sewing store, what brings you here to my hobby shop?
I have a problem, Grandpappy. Do you still sharpen scissors?
Sharpen scissors? Well, I think I can.
Good. I need to have this pair sharpened. They're the best pair I have. I'm cutting some heavy material, and they just won't do the job. I hate to interrupt you.
Well, now just leave the sharpening to me. I'll have those scissors as sharp as a razor in just a jiffy. I'll take them over here to my workbench. My sharpeners are over here.
My, you sure have an interesting hobby shop. Ah, where's Ray, your magic radio?
Ray? Well, he's getting fixed over at Mr. Barber's radio shop. Here you are, Miss Morrison. Your scissors are all sharpened as good as new. Try to cut this heavy piece of cloth.
All right. Oh, they are as good as new, Grandpappy. How can I ever thank you?
Well, look who's here. It's Mr. Weaver. Hi, Mr. Weaver.
Hi, Grandpappy. And hi, Miss Morrison.
Well, how are things over at your hardware store, Mr. Weaver? Getting ready for spring?
We sure are, Grandpappy. We've already got our seed packets and gardening tools in.
Oh, I like to think about spring.
What do you have there in your sack, Mr. Weaver?
Oh, this? It's what's left of my fishing pole. I broke it this morning. Would you believe I stepped on it and snap? Now, instead of one fishing pole, I suddenly have two.
You are a magician.
I was hoping you could fix it, Grandpappy. I would like to get in a little fishing yet this spring.
Well, let me have it. Doesn't look too bad. I think I can have you fixed up and ready to fish in no time at all.
Say, Grandpappy, what's this book you're reading, Machines All Around Us? Is it interesting?
It sure is, Miss Morrison. I've been learning all about machines. A few weeks ago, I learned about wheels. Then last week, I learned about inclined planes.
What are you learning about this week?
Well, this week, look right here. Chapter 3. It's called Levers.
Levers? You think that's interesting?
Sure do. Learning about machines is the most interesting thing I've read in a long time. Just look here in this chapter. It says, levers are all around you. Levers are simple machines. Now then, isn't that interesting?
I guess it is.
Let me see your book, Grandpappy. You're right, it is interesting. Just listen to this. Levers are machines that can make work easier. Boy, that's for me. I'm for anything that will make my work easier.
Just read what it says there. Go on, read it.
A lever helps to lift a heavy load. Levers can help push and lift things.
I'd like to learn more about levers, Grandpappy.
Look, here in the book, there's this little envelope.
That's the phonograph record. It's put there to let us learn more about simple machines. Would you both like to hear what's on this record?
I would.
So would I, Grandpappy.
Very well. Now let me put it here on my electric phonograph. Listen carefully now.
When you think about machines, you probably think of cars, airplanes, and cement mixers. Maybe you think of vacuum sweepers, washing machines, and power saws. Well, all these machines need motors to make them run. But there are machines that don't need motors. Machines like hammers, egg beaters, scissors, and bottle openers. These things only need a person to help them do work. They don't need any other kind of power. Are they really machines? Yes, they are. Because, like all machines, they help people do some kind of work. These machines are called simple machines. Try pounding a nail into a board with your bare hand. It's very hard to do. Try pulling that nail out of the board with your bare hand. That, too, is hard to do. Now, take a hammer and drive that nail into the board. There. That was easy, wasn't it? Now, pull out that nail with the hammer. The nail comes right out of the board when you use the strong claws of the claw hammer. A hammer makes pounding a nail and pulling it out again easy work. A hammer doesn't need a motor. It only needs a person to make it work. A hammer is one kind of simple machine. Hammers are levers. Have you ever played on the teeter-totter in the park? Teeter-totters are lots of fun, aren't they? One person goes up while the other one goes down. Up and down, up and down. You may not know it, but a teeter-totter is a machine. It is one kind of a lever. One end, or arm, of the teeter-totter will lift one person up just as far as you push the other end down. The closer a person sits to the middle of the teeter-totter, the easier it is to lift him up, but he won't go as high. Ah, here we are at the river. It's lots of fun to take your fishing pole and go to the river, isn't it? In case you've never been fishing, you put the bait on the end of your line and drop it into the water. When Mr. Fish comes along, he just might be hungry enough to nibble on the bait. A fishing pole is another kind of a lever. When you give a fishing pole a tiny tug, one end stays still, but the other end flips far up into the air. It's easy to flip a tiny fish, but it's just a little harder to flip a big, heavy fish. The fishing pole is a lever that lets you lift a fish out of the water easily. Have you ever played with a wheelbarrow? A wheelbarrow can be lots of fun. Sometimes a wheelbarrow can be used to carry sand or grass clippings. A wheelbarrow is a machine. The handles of a wheelbarrow are the long arms of a lever. You can't carry a heavy pile of earth in your arms, but you can carry it in a wheelbarrow. The longer the wheelbarrow handles, the easier it is to lift the load. Sometimes a wheelbarrow can be used to carry you or your friends across the lawn for a little ride. Wheelbarrows make work easier to do.
Well, I'll be a cross-eyed potato. I never knew that levers were so important.
That's a very interesting book, Grandpappy. What did you say the name of it was again?
It's called Machines All Around Us. Here, take a look.
It has lots of pictures, too. Oh, look here, Miss Morrison. Here's a picture of your scissors.
Let me see. Why, look, Grandpappy. It says that scissors are levers, too.
It says, sometimes two levers are used together. A pair of scissors is really two levers attached to each other.
Can you beat that? Scissors are two levers.
On the next page it says, some scissors have long blades and some short blades. And scissors are used to cut thin materials like paper and cloth. Cutting paper or cloth doesn't take much force, I guess.
Well, cutting paper or cloth is a lot easier done with scissors than trying to tear it with your bare hands. I guess scissors are levers.
And they are machines that don't need motors. Scissors need only one person to make them run.
By doggies, now let me get my notebook. I'm going to write some of these important things down.
Say, that's a good idea, Grandpappy. Writing things down.
Well, now when you get to be my age, you got to write things down. Now then, where shall I start?
Why not write, a lever can help to lift a heavy load?
Okay. A lever lifts heavy loads. Now, what next?
Well, what about a lever can help to push, pull, or lift things?
Oh, that's a good one, Mr. Weaver. Now, let me adjust my glasses here a second. There we are. A lever helps to push, pull, and lift things.
Why not write this in your notebook, Grandpappy? Levers are simple machines.
By golly, you're right. Levers are simple machines. There. That's a lot to learn about levers.
My goodness, just look at the time. I must be getting back to the sewing store.
And I've got to be getting back to the hardware store. I'll leave the broken fishing pole with you, Grandpappy. I won't be needing it for a few days.
And I'll take my scissors. Ah, now, where are they?
Well, they're right here on the...
Well, perhaps you put them in your purse, Miss Morrison.
No, I think they were right here on the counter.
If that don't beat all, one minute the scissors are here, and the next minute they're gone.
Oh, where could they be?
Look over on your workbench, Grandpappy. Maybe you took them back over there by mistake.
Nope, the scissors aren't there.
This is a mystery. What could have happened?
Well, scissors just can't disappear.
I remember bringing them back here and talking to you.
Maybe if you just sat down and thought about it, Grandpappy, perhaps you could remember what happened.
Yes, Grandpappy, sit down.
Well, if you say so.
Now, think. Just where could those missing scissors be?
Yay!
Grandpappy, what happened?
You know those scissors we couldn't find?
Yes.
Well, sitting down and thinking about them was a good idea. I found them.
Found them? Where?
Here, in my back pocket. I sat down on them. One thing's for sure, they sure are sharp. Do you get the point?
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.